This is GoaFest, an annual three-day event in which the leaders in media and advertising present awards for the country's best ad campaigns and talk about media trends. But there does not seem to be much talking going on at the moment, just loud music and dancing as the sun dips into the Arabian Sea. This year's theme is the rise of India's smaller cities and towns. When it comes to selling cell phones, televisions, cars, and condominiums, industry analysts say that the smaller cities and towns are the country's fastest-growing consumer markets, nearly double that of India's largest 10 cities. For some analysts, it's a sign that India's economic boom is starting to filter down to the lower middle class and the poor. Jagdeep Bakshi is the main organizer for this year's GoaFest. He also heads Contract Advertising Agency in Mumbai, ranked as one of India's top ad agencies.
What's really working is basically human ambition. I mean, all human beings love to look after their own, do well, be praised, you know, all those good human values. And I think the people in the small towns have the same ambition that people have in large towns, which is to do better and better and better and do better for their children. And I think given that India is the happening story of the moment with 10% GDP growth, it's the smaller towns that are growing faster than the metros. And that's what the India story is about at the moment.
A recent market analysis by Ernst & Young showed that after the 10 largest cities, India's next 25 population centers, such as Bangalore, Hyderabad, Pune, and Tiruvannamalai, are fast becoming key consumer markets. Ernst & Young says the hottest selling item in the smaller cities is skin lightening creams for men. In the past 2 years, skin lightening creams have ballooned into a $75 million industry. Apparently, that surprised many in the advertising industry, but not Kamal Basu, who heads the Indian branch of the advertising conglomerate Saatchi & Saatchi, which handles Oil of Olay and other name brand grooming products. He says that in India, fair skin conveys status.
We've done a lot of research in this area, and it's all about appealing to the opposite sex. It's how do I make myself attractive towards the opposite sex, and fairness is a big, big driver in that space. What's emerging new is a lot of variety of grooming products, hair gel and various skin lotions and things like that, and people are spending far more dollars than they were spending earlier on grooming products for themselves.
Whether it's skin lightening creams or mobile phones, more and more of India's advertisers are finding it difficult to ignore small towns. India's six largest cities garner about 60% of the advertising revenue, estimated at roughly $3 billion. But as the fortunes of the country's smaller cities rise with the economy, that is bound to change. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Kavalasam Beach, Goa, India.